Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The U.S. Justice Department has opened a probe in a mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. The accused shooter could face hate crime charges. 13 people were shot. 10 people died. Details from Emily Watkins of member station WBFO in Buffalo.
Saturday afternoon's violent attack at a grocery store in a residential neighborhood is being investigated by the FBI as both a potential hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. Of the 13 victims, 11 victims are African American. The gunman, Peyton Gendron, allegedly drove from hours away to commit the crime. Governor Kathy Hochul said this late Saturday.
And it is my sincere hope that this individual, this white supremacist, who just perpetrated a hate crime on an innocent community, will spend the rest of his days behind bars.
The gunman is in police custody after being arraigned for murder in the first degree, which carries a maximum life sentence without the possibility of parole. For NPR News, I'm Emily Watkins in Buffalo.
The Finnish government has officially announced its intention to seek NATO membership. Terry Schultz reports the country is optimistic the 30 allies will grant approval.
Finnish President Sauli Niinistö says the country has been discussing this question for some three decades, but Russia's war on Ukraine has compelled citizens and politicians to make up their minds.
We have today a historic day.
Although Turkey is threatening to oppose Finnish membership, Niinistö says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had previously expressed support. There's also the question of Russian retaliation, but Prime Minister Sanna Marin says Finns are prepared.
We have very strong defense capabilities already, and we are willing to strengthen the common security of all NATO members.
Marin says Finland can no longer trust in a peaceful future relationship with Moscow. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's been an ongoing conversation about NATO membership between Sweden, Finland, and Turkey. British military intelligence says Russia has probably lost a third of the ground combat forces it originally committed to Ukraine at the start of its invasion in February. The BBC's Joe Inwood reports the British also say the current Russian offensive in the eastern Donbas region has lost momentum.
Losing troops is the main thing, losing armor, losing equipment. The report also says that they've lost a third of the ground forces that they used to launch this invasion. In terms of how it's happening, well, they are coming up against incredibly stiff resistance at every point. It was also, I think, one of the things that's been highlighted is that some of the troops that were coming in thought they were only coming in on an exercise, on a short mission. There was low morale. There's been a number of problems, both strategic and tactical, with this invasion.
The BBC's Joe Inwood. This is NPR News. In Selma, Alabama, a civil rights icon has been honored more than 50 years after he organized the first voting rights mass meeting there. Kyle Gassett of Troy Public Radio reports that Bernard Lafayette Jr. was also one of the Selma to Montgomery March organizers.
On that fateful day in 1965, Lafayette was among those who were beaten by Alabama state troopers as they crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge marching for voting rights. Earlier in his career, Lafayette and John Lewis were freedom riders working to integrate the interstate bus system, often being attacked by white supremacists in the process. On the site of that first mass meeting, Lafayette finished his remarks with advice for those assembled.
All your Macedonian life is to give what we have to others.
The city of Selma renamed a street close to the bridge in his honor and designated Saturday as Dr. Bernard Lafayette Jr. Day. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Selma, Alabama.
The winner of the Eurovision Song Contest is a Ukrainian band, Kalush Orchestra, with its hit Stefania. The Ukrainian artists have now released a new music video representing the state of life in their country.
Stefania, mama, mama, Stefania.
The video features scenes of war-ravaged Ukraine and women in combat gear and a sign that the annual song contest has taken on political tones. Russia was barred from the contest this year. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.